Michael Hill, Managing Director of Radio Player. Some exciting announcements here today. I'll let you explain.
Yeah, well, we just had two world firsts, actually. LG, the phone manufacturer, announced the world's first smartphone with DAB and DAB+. So that's digital broadcast radio in a smartphone. And we announced, Radio Player, that we'd built the world's first hybrid Radio Player app. What's a hybrid? Well, just like a hybrid car switches automatically between its petrol engine and its electrical engine when it's on motorway or in town. A hybrid Radio Player app switches automatically between DAB, free-to-air digital radio, and streaming. Why is that important? Well, DAB broadcast radio uses far less battery power than streaming, so you can listen for longer. And we know that battery life is a pain point for smartphone users. But also, it doesn't cane your data plan. So you don't have to, lots of people don't have unlimited data plans. That means you don't have to chomp through your data plan just to listen to an hour of radio. You can do it free to air using the DAB chip.
Is this something that's going to work internationally, or is it just based in the UK?
We've developed in the UK because Radio Player in the UK is where kind of we do all the innovation. But now we've got Radio Player partnerships in Germany, Austria, Belgium, Norway and Ireland. So wherever LG roll out this phone, we can also roll out that app.
Obviously LG is a pretty big make, but then a lot of people use Samsung and, dare I say it, Apple. Is it likely this is going to roll out onto those platforms?
Well, what we hope is that with the backing of the radio industry, because we're all going to get behind this and give it loads of promotion. I know that Commercial Radio Australia have promised a massive campaign in Australia for this when it launches over there. We think we can do lots of giveaways on breakfast shows and stuff in the UK to help encourage LG to realise that broadcast radio and smartphones is a really smart move. When they do, we hope that they'll start putting them into more of their smartphones. And yes, we do hope that Samsung and maybe even Apple one day will wake up, smell the coffee, and realize how much people love radio but want it over the free-to-air broadcast network rather than having to stream it.
You talk about being Radio Plus and DAB Plus, etc., but as an experience, this is a lot of the time what you get with a radio and FM radio in a phone. It'll just say the frequency.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Is this going to enhance that?
Yeah. So I agree with you. That's crap. Why build a digital radio on a digital device that looks like an analog tuning dial from 30 years ago? We absolutely hate that approach. Kind of retro radio with some brushed chrome and a speaker grill on the screen. So what we've said is, look, it's 2016. Apps should look like apps. You should be able to tap the logo of your radio station and it should just play. Whether it's in the background, that's using the DAB tuner or the FM tuner or the stream, it really doesn't matter to the user. What they want in the foreground is a proper 2016 digital experience for radio. So I totally agree with you. Whatever it's working on, however it's powered in the background, the foreground, the app experience has to be really modern.
So you'll be getting the artist information, yep, dial a station, etc., etc.
Yep, logos, visuals from the station, stuff that you can tag so you can remember it later, texts, tweets from the station, everything you can think of, which, you know, basically is the kind of digital experience that people expect from their interfaces nowadays, but with broadcast radio delivering the audio.
Finally, how excited is the radio industry about this?
Very. I mean, Christ, that hall was full. And we got everyone lining up, the heads of radio, if you like. Helen Bowden from the BBC, Dee Ford from Bauer. You know, lots of people. I've just had an email from Ashley Tabor at Global. You know, people are totally stoked about this thing. And for the first time, we've got a good DAB radio in a good mid-range smartphone at an affordable price point. That's a really big move, and the radio industry realizes that.
So I suppose it's like the day that a digital radio became affordable, and originally they were like £600, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's that much of a game changer, I believe, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.